Building strong relationships with students is absolutely the foundation of education. I think that's always been true, but I think since COVID, it has absolutely put a magnifying glass on if kids are connecting with us as teachers, as trusted adults, it is an exponentially greater chance that they are also going to connect with our curriculum, even if they dislike it. And I'm wondering if you agree with that statement. Because as a science teacher, I understand that kids walking into my classroom, not all of them are going to be passionate about science. Not all of them are going to be interested in the subject that I teach. But I also understand that if I can get them listening, I can get them learning. And if I can get them laughing, I can build relationships that are going to bring that learning to a whole nother level. My least favorite subject when I was a kid was science. So ironically, how did I end up teaching science as my chosen career? Well, fun facts. My two most favorite teachers of all time were both science teachers, and I despised their subject area. So what I want to unpack in this special episode is the power of relationship building. I think that almost sounds cliche coming out of my mouth these days because you, as a This Teacher Life listener, I'm confident that you understand the power of relationships, but there's so much more to it. There are so many layers that we carefully have to peel back in order to actually create meaningful moments so we can create social and emotional learning, curriculum learning, life, college, and career readiness learning, so we can have strong foundations for our kids so that they're not just surviving in the year 2024, but they are truly thriving. If you want to crush it for kids and figure out some ways to build relationships with kids in fun, unique ways, then this episode is for you because we are in a Crush It series. Last week, we talked about the C of Crush It, celebrating education, and this week we are focusing on the R, which is all about relationships. So if you want to build relationships here with me as a This Teacher Life podcast listener, so you can also build relationships with your students, then you're in the right spot. Let's get rolling. There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. I want to create the framework for this episode because the relationship building strategy that I'm about to talk about did not happen on accident. It was a very intentional effort. And once it worked for one group of kids, I have literally been replicating that and sharing that with other teachers for the past 4 years. So I want to go back to the fall of 2020. In my school district, we were back in person and we were having a very difficult time creating consistency with attendance. It would feel like the entire group of kids would get in quarantine, but for whatever reason, one kid wasn't quarantined. So I would have one kid in class. And then the next week, all of those kids would be back, but then the next group of kids would be in quarantine. And it just felt like my classroom was a revolving door of trying to create consistency and camaraderie and celebrating education, but that's really hard to do when your relationship building is inconsistent simply because of attendance. It was nobody's fault, but we were all dealt a really difficult hand as we tried to do in-person learning. And I'm sure your story, while is gonna be unique, that you remember the growing pains and the relational issues that we experienced during COVID. But I will never forget there was one day where it was me and two other students. So there were three total people in the classroom, and I had this magazine in my book bag. I just want to be very clear. I am a huge sucker for magazines. I love magazines. I did when I was a kid. And I think because as a teenager, one of my favorite magazines was like J14. Do you remember these? Or like Teen Bop. And it wasn't for the posters of like Jonathan Taylor Thomas and Andrew Keegan. The reason why I loved these like J14 teeny bopper magazines is because there was always a page that was like this or that. And you and your BFF got to talk about the two things and what you would pick as you had the glow-in-the-dark stars attached to your ceiling to create this really celestial glow, right? But nonetheless, I digress. The this or that was like, would you rather have pizza or tacos? Would you rather have cake or ice cream? Would you rather have summer or winter? And so it created these really good conversations with your BFF back in the 90s. And so I'm going to admit this, and it's going to sound ridiculous. I continued to buy those magazines until they like got discontinued. I feel like our world doesn't produce magazines anymore, and I can't find a J14 magazine to save my life. Lord knows that Timothy Chalamet would be the big poster in the middle of that magazine. If you're picking up what I'm putting down, Timothy Chalamet is having his moment. But if those magazines still existed, I would buy them. Well, interestingly, during 2020, I had a copy of that in my book bag because me and some teacher BFFs had gotten one, and we were laughing so hard as adults, we were playing this or that. So as I looked at my lesson plans that I was trying to teach, and I saw that only two kids were physically present in class, I thought, there's no way in hell I'm going to roll out my lesson. So instead, teacher instinct, on the fly, I went and I grabbed that copy of the magazine, and I was like, boys, pizza or tacos? And that's what I threw out there. I threw out a conversation starter. And one of the boys immediately said pizza. And one of the boys immediately said tacos. And they turned to each other and they're like, seriously? And they started debating with each other about why tacos was better versus why pizza was better. And they were giving each other rationales. And they were giving each other details. And they were connecting. And they were laughing. And they were debating. And I was like, well, this is fun. So then I threw out another one. I'm like, summer or winter? And one of the boys said summer. And one of the boys said winter. And so then the exact same debate started happening in a completely different context. And I watched this unfold. I thought my day was going to implode because my entire lesson plans were crashing and burning due to attendance issues. But what actually ended up unfolding was this incredible opportunity to build relationships with kids, to hear them out, for each of those boys to hear each other's opinions, to disagree respectfully, to back things up with data, to connect, and all of the amazing things that need to happen when we are building relationships in the classroom. And so then, after we had done a couple of these this or that's, one of the boys threw out, okay, but if it had been chicken fingers and pizza, which one would you have chosen? And the kid's like, well, then I would have chosen chicken fingers. And then the other kid said, well, what about if it wasn't chicken fingers? What if it was steak? And the kid's like, definitely steak. He's like, yeah, me too. Steak would win the entire thing. Like, steak is goated. And if your kids aren't saying goated, it's the greatest of all time. Like, steak is goated. It's the best food of all time. And as these boys are debating about this, what was I building in my head? The very first battle bracket. As I was seeing how powerful this moment was in my head, I was like, this is an opportunity for social and emotional learning. This is an opportunity for life skills. This is an opportunity for morning meeting or advisory or homeroom. I don't care what your school calls it. This was exactly the type of catalyst for conversation that our kids needed back in the fall of 2020. And interestingly, I would argue still need here in 2024. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that the battle brackets would turn into my number one most favorite relationship building tool, but that's what happened. So in case you've never heard of battle brackets, I've got more than 50 of them on various topics, but they are a chance to take 8 of the top things on various topics and have your students debate and converse and share their opinions and share their ideas and agree and disagree until it goes from 8 topics to 4 topics to 2 topics to only one can be the classroom winner. And brackets are very popular during this time of the year because it's March Madness, baby. Here we are in March, and the very popular NCAA basketball tournament is here, and this gets people excited because what happens during basketball season is people start choosing teams and they start paying attention to basketball statistics. And there's an underdog, and the underdog ends up beating the GOAT, the greatest of all time. And there's disappointments, and there's excitement, and there's competition, and there's camaraderie. And that builds relationships. So what I love about these brackets is the exact same excitement of March Madness can actually create relationships in our classroom. It can take the March Madness that we're feeling, because I don't know about you, but I feel like classroom management starts to tank a little bit in March. But what if you could take the March Madness of kids talking back and kids being like, this is so dumb, I'm so ready for summer break, and you're like, yo, we haven't even had spring break yet. Or the kids who are constantly touching each other, or the kids who are constantly like cussing at each other, all of the March Madness. What if we could take that and say, why don't we leverage that for learning about each other by utilizing a battle bracket? I've done a ton of these with my students this year. Some of the most favorites have absolutely been food-based brackets. And in my battle bracket bundles, I got all kinds of food-based brackets. In fact, I've got the OG bracket about pizza and tacos and hot dogs and steak and chicken fingers. I built a bracket about that. I also have done a lot of seasonal brackets. I did a Valentine's Day bracket with my students during February, but you know what's coming up? Spring break. Actual spring break is coming up. And for the first time ever, my school district has a dedicated spring break. We normally get a long weekend and we have a 10-day spring break. So do you know what I'm going to do with my students right before we leave for that 10-day break? I'm going to bust out a spring break activities battle bracket. And I've already written the discussion questions for it as well. So I know exactly the questions that I'm going to ask in order to get conversation started. I know in advance what I'm going to do when there's a tie. We're going to have a dynamic 1-minute debate. Like, these are lesson plans that are specifically designed for relationship building. And I know they work because I saw back during COVID that this was going to work. And now after 4 years of doing these with students and also 4 years of making these for you as fellow teachers, because in case you didn't know, all of these battle brackets are available to you. You can snatch all of these. And there are battle brackets for the seasons. That bundle just came out. So spring break, Valentine's Day, all kinds of things for next year's Thanksgiving and holiday movies. I mean, there are 20 seasonal brackets, but there are also over 40 just brackets that you can bust out for a Fun Times Friday. Brackets that you can bust out at the beginning of homeroom. Brackets that you can bust out to get the classroom period started so you can get some momentum, so you can get kids participating. That's actually my most favorite thing that I love about battle brackets is if we want to get kids to build relationships, I think we have to get them engaged. But we understand that it's really difficult to get kids to raise their hand and participate and to feel comfortable and to feel confident and to feel willing to even raise their hand. Of all of the things that I've ever done with students, battle brackets are definitely one of those things where I'm like, I'm going to get 100% of kids communicating today. With battle brackets, I'm going to get 100% of kids finding small but significant things that they can connect with their peers so that they can strengthen the relationships that they have, not just with each other, but also with me as the classroom teacher. I think battle brackets are also something that can be super fun for staff members. I'm wondering what the staff relationships are like currently in your building. Because if we really want to crush it for kids, if we want to focus on that R of crush, which is relationship building, I think that not only do we have to have good connections with our kids, I think we also have to have exceptional relationships with our colleagues. In fact, I would argue that that is one of the most fractured things right now in education, is distrust and mistrust amongst staff members. I see it oftentimes in schools that I'm working with. I often see it in my own school district. And talking with my teacher BFFs, they're experiencing it in their buildings as well. Is like there's simply not trust. Staff members going behind each other's backs. Staff members basically saying like, well, that's a stupid rule. I'm not going to follow it in here. Staff members being like, I'm not telling my principal that because I don't believe that my principal's necessarily got my back. And I want you to know if those problems exist in your school, there is a solution. Like, we have to rebuild trust. We have to rebuild relationships. I think COVID definitely killed the camaraderie with our colleagues. And we can say, well, it's just not the same as it used to be, which is true, or we can do something about it. What if, like, you and your staff members did one of my battle brackets for an upcoming staff PD or a faculty meeting? That's what's really cool about these is sometimes I will use a battle bracket during a whole class period, but sometimes I'll break it up over the course of many class periods. You can do one of these brackets in 5 minutes. You can do one of these brackets in 55 minutes. They're super fun and they're super flexible. But every single time you bust them out, here's what I can promise. Here's what I can guarantee. You're going to crush it for kids because you're going to connect with kids. And so if this is something where you're like, Monica, this group's just difficult. This group of students is different than what I've had over the course of my career. They're feisty. They talk back. They're negative. They're nasty. They're opinionated. I've heard all of these things, and if I'm going to be honest, I've thought all of these things. But what if we took all of those seemingly negative traits that I just identified, and we were able to flip them? We were able to reverse them in a way that we took all of that energy, all of those passionate things that kids are saying that is not positive, and we were able to transcend the relationships and use the skills that the kids, quite frankly, already have to build stronger connections. Let me make a simple statement. I think we can crush it for kids when we build relationships with kids. And I think we can build relationships with kids when we are doing fun, engaging, interactive things like battle brackets. I want your March to be absolutely marvelous. I want your March to be so much freaking fun. I want March, quote, madness to be thrown out the window. because I think that it's never too early, but more importantly, at this time of the year, I think it's never too late to build ridiculously strong relationships with students. And so if you've got that kid who is under your skin, that kid who's driving you nuts, and you're like, it is too late. There is no way that I can fracture this relationship anymore. And there's certainly no way that I can repair this relationship to a positive place. I disagree with you. Because I want to say that again. It is never too early and it is never too late to build ridiculously strong relationships with students. And if you disagree with me, then I'm going to issue you a challenge. Get you a battle bracket. Post that sucker on your Promethean board, project that from your computer, and just watch what unfolds. Because it is wild in a good way to see what happens when we're like, oh really? You think that Netflix show is better than that Netflix show? Bring it on. Let's talk about it. You think that social media app is better than this social media app? Let's talk about it. Those are obviously great topics for high school kids, but if you've got younger kids, it's like, oh yeah, you think that chocolate bunnies are better than chocolate eggs? Bring it on. You think that a peanut butter Reese's cup is better than the Cadbury cream eggs? Let's talk about it. Oh, you think that a hot marshmallow, putting one of them peeps in the microwave for 5 seconds is better than putting a peep in the freezer? You're crazy. That's actually a real thing. I got a battle bracket that is all about spring candy. You want to get kids debating and talking? You start talking about Reese's cups versus other things like fruit jelly beans. Oh my God. I can't wait for you to try one of these battle brackets out with your students so you can unleash the power of ridiculously strong relationships with your students. So if you are interested in snagging those, you can go to monicajunta.com/brackets. Also, I wanna throw this out here. If you don't already have a copy of my book called Crushing It for Kids, I am giving that away for free to anybody who wants it. You can go to monicajunta.com/free book. And I will literally send you a PDF copy at no cost to you because I want that. I want you to crush it in your classroom. I want you to see, celebrate education. I want you to R, build relationships. And guess what we're talking about next week? The next letter of the word crush is you. You are not going to want to miss that episode because it is going to be so awesome as we continue to unfold this Crush It for Kids series on the This Teacher Life podcast. So go to monicajunta.com/brackets. Go to monicajunta.com/free book. Also, I put those links directly in the show notes so you can just click them and boom, Crush It for Kids just like that. But I want to thank you for listening to this episode. I know that our teacher time is insanely valuable, so thank you for listening. And most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.